Minnesota. We have joining us now in our studio a bunch of special guests, Glenn Switzer, not only the mayor of Dundas, but in this capacity, the owner of the Gardens of Castle Rock. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. It's fun to be here.
You have an exciting time coming up.
Actually, we have a good time.
You have, of course, it always is at the Gardens of Castle Rock.
Yes.
But you have a music series coming up this fall over the course of the next few weeks.
The next 3 weeks.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
How did it get here? Probably that's the biggest thing. We've done a lot of little shows and private little parties, and we have weddings every weekend, three or four. And we were looking for a way that more people could enjoy the gardens and get out there and see it, because if you haven't been lucky enough to be invited to a wedding or a chamber event, which you made just last week, it's a neat idea to get people out to see the gardens and showcase some pretty amazing music.
Yeah, and showcase some pretty amazing gardens. Every time I go out there, there's something new and improved. And going out just a couple of weeks ago for an event that you had out there, the chamber event, you just keep adding that. It's just beautiful. You know, this time of year, everything's in full bloom, and it's just lovely.
It's pretty nice. And there's a few lights. Just a few out there.
A few lights out there. Okay.
Yeah. A few thousand.
Now, you have music starting off tomorrow night with Tim Mahoney.
Tim Mahoney is, yes. It's a wonderful little group of people that we kind of hang out with and run, and we wanted to have some musicians that were more than the first time at the open mic. So Tim was the perfect one to ask, and another one of the musicians here today, Brian, is good friends. We're all good friends with him, but I said, hey, Brian, how about Tim? And there he is. He's coming. So music is, there's going to be a DJ going from like 3:30 to 5:30. So that's when you can come out and walk around and hang out. And then the live music is from 5:30 to 8:30. And so that's when Tim will be there.
All right. Tim will be there tomorrow night. The following Wednesday, as we'd mentioned, it's a series. You have three of them in a row?
Three. Yep.
Yeah. Is the trio of Halverson, Neil, and Gray. And as luck would have it, we have them right in our studios.
And these are not right average now. Musicians. These are like serious professional musicians, mainly because it's morning and they're up.
That's right. We can't be stopped.
And they carried their own guitars, so these are above average.
Yeah, I think we talked about that when we were booking this, is that they probably don't want that 7:20 spot on Monday morning.
No, not a good time.
But 8:40, 8:50 on a Tuesday's much better. Why don't we move that around and you guys introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background, your musical background.
My name is Dan Neal, and started out as a guitar player and took up banjo and learned to sing a little bit when I was about 10.
Mm-hmm.
And started joining bands and getting kicked out of some of them. And played with Martin Zeller for 11 years.
Okay.
Took me 11 years to get kicked out of that one.
That's right on.
Oh my gosh.
Longest I've ever held a job, and that's for sure.
Boy, I would like to have been in the room when HR came forward.
Yeah.
All right, let's move it along.
Well, I hate following Danny on anything, but my name's Allie Gray, and I'm a singer. And I've been doing it since, 25 plus years in town in different bands. And I met Danny singing with Martin Zeller 20 years ago. And met Brian that same way, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's the first time I met you? Was that a Martin show?
My one and done.
Well, I still sing with Martin, so I have yet to be fired. So I have to buy my P's and Q's. He's the best boss ever. But yes, and I love, and Danny and I sing in a couple other projects together, and we've been doing that for a long time, and I love it.
Now, you have, how would you classify the music that you'll be doing next Wednesday? Is it Americana? Is it, is there words to describe? And we'll move on to the third member of the group
Brian, you should answer that.
Brian Halverson. So
I'd say what we do is like whatever we want to do. and it's nice because having three singers, it gives you two songs to think about what you're going to do next. And what I like to do is these songs that have, you know, that I've run into, you know, whether on tour with bands that I hadn't heard about otherwise, or just stuff that I've, songs that I know I'll never get sick of. And sometimes there are songs that I don't think enough people have heard, or the bands are long gone now, so you're not going to get a chance to see them live like I did. So those are, I don't know, they make up most of what I'd like to do. So, yeah, we just rotate and everybody gets to do one. And
now, both you and Dan brought in guitars. Is that what you normally play? Will there be a variety of instruments? And do you play as well?
No, I just sang and played tambourine.
Okay.
But I play it very well.
That's true.
All right.
I just strum and sing because Danny's the guitar player here. So.
Okay. All right. Did you bring a song with you?
We did.
It's pretty early in the morning.
So this falls into like the category of a band that I played in the Honey Dogs for 12 years. And we, you know, go out on tour with these bands. It's a band I hadn't heard much about from Canada called Blue Rodeo. And they're huge in Canada. But down here, you know, the Canadians will come out and see them. So this song is called Sad Nights. And every night they played this, it got better for me anyway. And I made sure no matter what was going on that I watched them do this song. And I don't know that they even play it live themselves anymore. But to me, it's one that is so well done. I'll never get tired of it. So,
yeah, all right. Well, I'll be running sound here, and we have a limited amount of microphones and everything. So if you want to mic the guitar, mic your voice, I'll let you guys figure that out. Let me get one, two, three, four. Okay, we got four mics. Okay, let's have it.
Faces as the driver stared at us. Typical summer, that time of year when you go back to Toronto and I stay here. And I'll miss the way you wake up and the way that you sigh. And I'll miss the way you turn your head away when you would cry. I don't think this time will fly. And here comes sad nights again. Here comes sad nights again. Round about midnight, when it's still too hot to think, we'll go back down to the neighborhood and get ourselves a drink. Every day working, not getting far. Oh, this town ain't much for starting up, it's only made for stars. And later when I'm walking underneath the starless sky, couple in the doorway and I think I hear them cry. They turn their heads when I go by. And here come sad nights again. Here come sad nights again. Last day of summer, San Gennaro feast. There's music hanging in the air, dancing in the streets. People line the corners and they stand beside the fire. And I'm watching from my window as the sparks go by. Somewhere there's a gunshot, people scatter everywhere. But it happens every day, so there's still laughter in the air. As I lay down, I wish you were here. And here come sad nights again. Here come sad nights again. Here come sad.
You nailed it, man.
First night in Pittsburgh, I'm like, what? These guys?
You're listening. What we're listening to right now is a trio called Halverson, Neal, and Gray. They'll be playing a week from tomorrow night at the Gardens of Castle Rock. Tomorrow, it's Tim Mahoney, a huge name in Minnesota music in these days. Joining us also is, once again, the owner, proprietor of the Gardens of Castle Rock, Glenn Schweitzer. And Glenn, boy, you've done a great job. And we should say also, Matt Arthur and the Bratlanders
kind
are
the
third.
The 28th, a local favorite. That's going to be just a fun, fun show as well, because that's going to like be the end of summer, the real end of summer, not DJJD.
Mm-hmm. Now, when does the show begin?
The show there's three of them. So tomorrow mm-hmm. night, the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th. Grounds will be open from 3:30 to 5:30. There will be a DJ playing music, so you can tour the buildings, check it out, check out all the ceremony sites, all the fun stuff, walk the gardens. Live music starts at 5:30 to 8:30. They'll do a little break in there. We will have, this is the other exciting part, the Eclectic Culinary Experience, which people will know as Lucky 13 or Pajaritos up in the cities. They are going to be providing food, and we are doing wood-fired nachos. And we had a sampling a
Yum.
Little. Oh, we did a sampling and a little test a week or two ago, and they were insanely good. They're also doing street tacos, and there will be a bar available, having beverages, some beers available. And so it's that's why it's good times, good music, good food, good music, just as we heard, and enjoying
All
the
right.
gardens.
Brick-fired tacos.
Yeah.
That sounds good. You can pay me in brick. Fired tacos. Stick a couple in my pocket and take it home.
Yeah, no, that'll be wonderful. And it's rain or shine, because obviously we do events all, you know, every weekend. Mm-hmm. And in case it's not perfect weather, but I think everything's perfect weather. There's a 4,000 square foot tent out there with heaters. So by the end, that 28th, most likely we'll be inside, but it'll be awesome. However,
I'm sure it will be, no doubt. Some great talent lined up. Starts tomorrow with Tim Mahoney. Brian, you mentioned you have a close affiliation. Are you going to be playing tomorrow night as well?
I might be. We'll see how it goes. I have been. Like,
I think you should.
Playing with it, whatever shows I've gotten into or whatever.
We've been planning.
He gets into conversations. If he gets into a conversation, he stays in it with somebody. So he'll have me just keep playing songs. So I may do five or six. Depends how long the conversation goes. Which I admire, because, like, you know, he's people he hasn't seen for a long time or something.
I like that. That's the atmosphere that you get at Castle Gardens. Are the Gardens of Castle Rock. It's just a wonderful atmosphere. It's casual. It's laid back. It's like a garden party. Everybody mingles with everyone, including the musicians. So, good times.
Yes. Just like that, good times.
Good times. And you don't even need to go there. You can just come to the KYMN studios here and get some good times. You guys have your guitars. You got your voices. You said one song. Do you want to do two?
We could. We haven't seen each other in quite a while.
Like 2 years.
Oh, really? Wow.
Well, Dan, you want to do one?
Sure.
Yeah. Dan's a jukebox. He's a go-to for an unrehearsed song.
On the spot, but it was so much fun.
Then all that's all on him.
Now you're going to know why I get fired so often.
Hank Sr. or something like that.
Let's do some Hank.
All right.
This is called Move It On Over.
Like it.
Any from the five. One, a two, a one. Came in last night about 10:30, and that crazy woman wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Yeah, move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause a big dog's moving in. Well, she told me once, she told me twice, well, I can't take no gal's advice. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Yeah, move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause a big dog's moving in. She changed the lock on my back door, and now my key won't fit no more. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Yeah, move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause a big dog's moving in. You better listen to me, pup, before you start to whine. That side's yours and this side's mine. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Yeah, move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause a big dog's moving in.
All right. Great job. You know, I almost wanted to start singing, and I realized, I left my microphone on, and I'd probably get fired before I got my first gig. So.
It's comfortable territory for us.
Well, great job on that. Looking forward to seeing you. I caught you guys last year at the gardens, or at least some of you. I guess,
yeah,
Allie, you were
there. No.
Okay. Everybody else was there, and you did a wonderful job. It is just such a great setting. Tomorrow night, we're looking at, Glenn, I got the forecast here. Sunny skies and temps and high temp 81, probably down into the 70s by the time thing be, so it's just awesome. Perfect
just,
weather.
Just another awesome day weather in the Northfield area.
Yeah. Glenn's got kind of the magic touch.
I love that. Yeah. If somebody's interested out there, one, just come on out. But if you want to find some more information, probably the best place is Facebook. That has a lot of information, the event things, but then track that down to our website, thegardensofcastlerock.com. There's a page up on the top that says Good Times, and it lists everything, what all the musicians, everything you need to know to have a good time at the Good Times.
And I'm looking at that right now. Very informative. So,
yes,
you guys, thank you very much. And
thanks
thank
for
you guys.
Us.
Yeah, you guys are always welcome, man. I really appreciate it. I had a good time. I didn't know I'd have this much fun this morning.
Oh, good.
It's been great.
Anytime. So.
Happy Tuesday.
All right. Once again, that is Glenn Schweitzer from the Gardens of Castle Rock, along with the trio of Halverson, Neil, and Gray. They'll be performing a week from tomorrow night. Coming up tomorrow night is Tim Mahoney leading off that series. And they round things out on Wednesday, September the 28th, and that is with Matt Arthur and the Bratlanders. So local favorites, great times. Be sure to take that in. Jeff, getting out of here. Hope you all have a very good day. Thanks for tuning us in. I'll be back tomorrow morning. Mayor Pownell will be with us from the Northfield Public Library and Hispanic Heritage Celebration. We'll be talking with Angelica Linder and Lori Cadet. So they'll be in tomorrow night as well. I'm going to leave you with some music. Thanks for tuning us in. Have a good one. Here is a Molotov Jukebox on 95.1, The One.